Per PL 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given. This is a workshop regular meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Highlands. All requirements have been met. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board and transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Francie.
Here.
Ms. Kane.
Here.
Mr. Piazza is absent at this time. Mr. Urbanski, absent at this time. Mayor Little.
Here.
This is the resolution for executive session. Be it resolved, the following portion of this meeting dealing with the following generally described matters shall not be open to the public. Under negotiations, we have union contracts and a state health benefits plan. Under litigation, it's Ginta versus the borough. Personnel, Hilling, Reed, O'Neill, Alvatore, All Rice. An update on the electrical inspector's resumes that have been received at the borough. Under real estate, we have the decoration plant lease, Dan Rob lease, Connors, Borough Hall, and council to do title searches, substandard housing and private road. Be it further resolved, it is anticipated matters to be considered in private may be disclosed to the public at a later date when the need for privacy no longer exists. And be it further resolved, no portion of this meeting shall be electronically recorded unless otherwise stated. And be it further resolved, private consideration is deemed required and permitted because of the following noted exceptions set forth in the Act. Numbers 4, 5, 9, 10, and 11.
Can I have a motion for executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. Let me turn off the recorder.
Meeting is open. Please stand for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Mr. Francie.
Here.
Ms. Kane.
Here.
Mr. Piazza.
Here.
Mr. Urbanski.
Here.
Mayor Little.
Here. Okay, before we go into the regular meeting agenda, the CFO has an update report on state issues that are affecting our budget.
State fiscal issues, yeah.
State fiscal issues. Just before he starts, for the benefit of the public now present, the Budget Review Committee, of which some of you are members, the very first meeting is going to be April 30th at 7 p.m. here in the council chambers. And Mr. Pfeffer will be attending that. I will also be attending that. Nina, would you please poll the membership of the Budget Review Committee? We would appreciate moving that hour as early as possible. We don't want to exclude anybody from attending because of a work schedule. Okay? That being said, go ahead, Mr. Pfeffer.
Okay. several things have happened over the course of the last couple weeks that have important fiscal impact on the borough, and I'd just like to brief everybody on them. First off, the state released state aid figures for SFY 2010, and I'm happy and sad to say that we only lost this year $11,847 as compared to what happened last year.
Okay.
So we're only going into the year down $11,847 on state aid. Secondly, the governor has just signed the pension payment deferral option legislation, which has changed dramatically from what was first proposed and what we kept updating on as that legislation went through the process. It has become much stricter for towns to utilize it. In our case, in the state fiscal year 2009 budget, we have the full pension payments budgeted. We are outside of any problems. And at a recent seminar, I asked the question, because this legislation seems to be designed for state fiscal year, for calendar year 2009, state fiscal year 2010 towns. So I said, well, what about us towns in 2009 that put the full amount in and adopted? They think, you know, we go through and make the full payment, which is what we intended to do. However, in SFY 2010 and calendar year 2009, for any towns that want to defer, it's only going to be a one-year deferral, paid back over 15 years at approximately 8 to 8.5% interest. And you have to get local finance board approval, individual local finance board approval per town, if you want to utilize this option. And you have to prove financial distress. So that is on the table for fiscal year 2010 for us. As of right now, our pension payments are due April 1st. Like I said, we're fully budgeted. We are okay along those lines. And this pension deferral situation, if we were to opt for it, next budget is only good for 1 year. And what isn't in here and should be coming shortly is there is some capital implications, but I'm going to wait till that comes out from the division to go through that with everyone until it's in writing and it's a final determination of what the cap implications are going to be. And lastly, Tim Hill got a call the other day. I got a call today from Green Acres, and the borough has been recommended to receive $378,267 from Green Acres as a planning incentive grant. No repayment. That's a grant. The recommendation now goes to the legislature for final approval. And in the process, because we passed the open space tax through this process of the first application with Green Acres, planning incentive, we were changed from an application that was really partial grant, partial loan, to full grant. And because it's planning incentive, and this all has to do with the open space tax, because it's planning incentive, it's not individual property sensitive. In other words, if the borough had a list of five properties they wanted to purchase, whatever one they purchased first is what they would pay for. Assuming we went through the normal procedure with Green Acres whenever we bring them in to look at property. So this is a little bit different situation. It's not earmarked, although in their minds, it's for two private road. We are planning incentive that gives us a lot more leeway in acquisitions, and will give us a lot more leeway in acquisitions going forward in the future too. So that was nice to hear from them. I'm not sure when it's going to actually go to the legislature for this approval process, but they're confident that their recommendations will be approved.
Okay.
All right, so that brings it up to, I think, over $600,000 in grants for the acquisition of that property. And that's my report, ma'am.
Okay, are there any questions at the table for Mr. Pfeffer?
Okay. When will we hear on the... When will the state sign off?
Don't know.
As in, don't know in 6 months? Don't
know
in a year?
I would say before the legislature convenes at June 30th, but, it's really, I didn't go into the legislative process with them. I mean, I can call them back and ask them, but I didn't go through that process.
Is there a chance it could not get signed off?
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Is it a planning consideration that we would not get the money?
I don't know if I understand that question. The way I would answer your question is, it's never been changed. Any request, any recommendation they've made has never been changed by the legislature.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
That was enough.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Pfeffer from the table? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to the first item on the regular meeting, which is the public hearing and possible adoption of the bid budget. I will open up the public hearing at this time. We do have a sign-in sheet, and the first name on the sign-in sheet is a person that lives at 78 Bay Avenue, and
Carl
his
West.
Name I can't read, Carl West.
Greetings. I've watched this for many years. I've watched them spend over $1 million. I've looked at things like falling trolleys. I looked at this budget. No line item here. You can't tell where anything really goes. They've got miscellaneous this, miscellaneous that, visual improvement. There's no breakdown of anything here. If I submitted this to the IRS, I'd probably be in jail. I don't understand why a town like this, as small as it is, continues to spend this kind of money and get no definite results, especially in view of the current economic conditions of the state of New Jersey. The state of New Jersey is not going to show any improvement for quite some time, unless they do a lot of cutting on the public sector side. This is very obvious that the fact that this budget is what it is, I want to see line item. I want to see what's really there. Nobody shows, nobody says, nobody has the checks, no nothing. Just send this to the mail. If I tried that, I'd be in jail. End of statement.
Okay, thank you very much. Carol Custer, Central Ave.
Not on this budget.
Oh, on a different budget.
I have a question later about bid, but not on this budget.
Roberta McEntee, 55 B Fifth Street.
The same as Carol, not on the budget.
Donald Mandra, 268 Bayside Drive. John Bentham, 30 Washington Ave.
Are we gonna have another session to discuss this? I mean, is this going to be broken up into two different sessions now?
This is the public hearing and possible adoption for the bid budget.
Okay. So basically what we're doing here is, after the public portion, then the council's going to vote on whether or not we're going to approve the bid, the business partnership budget?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That being said, I was one of the, most of you that don't know, my name is John Bentham. I was one of the original people, members of the governing body, when the Highlands Business Partnership was formed. At that time, we had numerous businesses that came to us and said they were interested in initiating a program whereby they could independently determine their own destiny and how to pool their resources in order to make Highlands a more vibrant community and to improve the business situation in the town. At that point, the governing body did extensive research into other business partnerships and found that of all the business partnerships in the state of New Jersey, of which there were numerous, that only two had ever collapsed for whatever reasons there were. I was very troubled to hear that the governing body was going to basically take any actions whatsoever in hampering the efforts of the business partnership. Business partnership, in its ultimate concept, is the ultimate expression of people taking their destiny in their own hands in the democratic process. The governing body initially could have easily said, we're going to basically raise an individual assessment on the businesses, and we're going to decide what best to do for you. And I know this is a popular concept in government these days, that the government knows what's best for you. But as a governing body member, I personally didn't feel that I had the right to tell the businesses how better to run their lives and how to make them more prosperous. And it really kills me to hear people say that business partnership was a gigantic failure and it brings nothing to the town. And this is a complete distortion. And at worst, it's a complete lie. Because I talk to people that all the time, they come down to Highlands because of the events that are held here. They see we have a vibrant community. They decide to start investing in real estate. They start trying to build build up properties, repair properties. I see them all over my neighborhood. In a time when real estate is supposed to be in this big decline, I get new building all around me. And I talk to these people all the time, new residents that have moved in. They like the community. They like where its location is. You know, if you have nothing going on here, nobody's going to come here. And furthermore, you know, the whole rumor that this somehow comes out of the businesses, out of the residents' tax base, is completely ridiculous. The businesses assess themselves. They have an elected board of directors. They decide their own destiny and where this money goes. And the residents basically reap in the benefits of all the activities they run. And the reason I know this is because, you know what, I volunteer for a lot of them. And the reason I volunteer for a lot of them is I'm a resident. And you know what, if the businesses are going to put in the money to do this, I'm going to go out there and support that. You know, I'm out there at Clam Fest. I was out in rain, the bike race last time for 8 hours, directing parking. You know, and I feel everybody needs to get involved in this. But the whole idea that, oh, it's a failure, well, then you know what? Then my definition of failure must be completely incorrect. You know, I think it's an insult that everybody who's worked to make the business partnership successful, everybody that's ever, you know, volunteered for it, has put time into it. And I think it would be an absolute tragedy if the Highlands Business Partnership were to go under for all of those reasons. One other thing I want to say is I've heard that, you know, it expressed that, oh, the governing body will be able to run these events. They'll be able to take care of it. Well, I just want to basically say a little bit about that. In 2000, I'm sure everybody in town remembers the big 100th anniversary parade we had down Bay Avenue and the 100th anniversary festival that we had down at Huddy Park. You know, you're probably looking like pretty confused right now because you know what? It didn't happen. And the reason it didn't happen was because, being on the governing body, we didn't have time to do it because we're involved in so many other issues. So the whole concept that the town can even remotely, even have the time, even with the best of intentions, to even do remotely as good a job as the business partnership did is ridiculous, because I've been there and I've seen how much time it takes, and people have lives and jobs and other commitments. And it is just logistically impossible. So with that, I want to encourage the governing body to seriously take a look at this and continue to support the efforts of the business partnership. Not only, you know, for the businesses, but for the people like myself and other residents to volunteer and make it successful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we are going to note for the record that there is enthusiasm in the room. There are a number of people that are going to speak here, so we're going to try to move this along. We do want everyone to have a chance to be heard. Michelle O'Reilly of 20 Barbary Ave.
Not at this time.
Okay. Jay Cosgrove. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and four of them said they didn't want to speak, so.
I thought it was not a question, not a regular statement. I'll make a statement.
He'll take his turn back.
Okay.
I want to get all kind of
money. All right. This is a public hearing regarding the HVP budget. And Mr. Mandrot, you were the fourth person I called on. If you want to speak, I'll defer to you now. Okay.
Well, my opinion is I go along with Mr. West's problem here, and I think that the books of the state program should be open, and they should be kept in Farrell Hall. People can go in and look at them and see it. And when we ask how much money they're making on an affair, we should be able to find out. That's taxpayers' money. And the businessmen, if they don't want to be in it, they have no choice. They have to be in it. And I don't think it's fair to the business.
Okay. Now, has Carol Custer or Roberta McEntee changed their mind with regard to speaking?
Yes, I
like Roberta
McEntee. My comment is very simple. We did have parades. I'm here 43 years. We've always had parades. And the Highlanders are out for parades. They really swarm Bay Avenue. And, excuse me, we never had any big agency that was running it. It was all volunteers with the Chamber of Commerce. And it started getting bigger when I got in touch with the Mummers. When the Bayshore Awakening had written to all of the counties, little boroughs, that they wanted to have the parade on a certain day, the whole Bayshore. I went to Ray Cosgrove and Joan Wicklin and said, if I raise the money, can I look for something different so it will stand out? And they said, absolutely, because we've only got $16 in our... I said, fine. Our program, give me a letter of authorization to collect money from our business people on Bay Avenue and side streets. I said, but don't give it to me until I decide what I want to do. Then we'll ask everybody their opinion of it. That's when I came across wanting to do the Mummers, because my nephews were in the parades. And I called them. And believe it or not, I got their service for $350 to come and parade on Bay Avenue. And before they would parade, they went over and entertained the senior citizens who were out in the street dancing the Mummers dance. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. From that, it went to something else, wound up that the Knights of Columbus, listen to me, Chamber of Commerce had $10,000 in it. That I had made collections from, had other people involved with me helping to collect around. But every year, the Clam Fest was not started by bid, that was started by the Clam Depuration. Jimmy Smith led a group of them, and being I lived on that block, he asked me to help. And we did all we could to make that a beautiful thing, the first Clam Fest. Firemen were there with a Dunkin' tank, and some of the restaurants had no big thing, but it was a big success. And everybody, the firemen made money, first aid made money, the clam plant made money. everything started to grow and grow and grow from these different parades. And the people in town were very, very generous because they saw one was good, they wanted more and more and more. Then came the bid from out of nowhere. I don't know how it started, so I cannot make any comment, except for the fact that I was asked if I would help. And I said yes, and I did. And because they were taking over, the Chamber of Commerce had nothing to do. And they kept saying, what are we going to do with this money? And I said, just hold on to it, because if this doesn't work, we have some money to work with. They said, fine. So I understand they held on to it 3-4 years, and then were told to turn it over to the bid. But my reason for saying these things is, we were not devoid of having nice parades in this town. And we didn't have to go to every business and have them pay a tax. We just asked for contributions. And believe me, this is a very, very good town for collecting for contributions. Because I've collected for every little group in this town. And we've always made that terrific. So I'm against the bid because of all the money that's being spent. We have to realize that we are down below. People drive from Atlantic Islands to Seabright, don't even know we exist down here. We'll never have a big business community. And that's why I say, why are we keep going on to this every year the same thing. Let's go back to just people getting involved in their own town. I think we'll get further with it. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments. Carol?
Yes, I guess I should say something about the budget. Could you tell me, May, a little, exactly how much is the total budget from the sheet? Is it an addition of all the figures at the bottom of the page?
The difficulty I have with answering that is I don't prepare that budget. If I were looking at a copy of it, I might be able to tell you what it says next to it, but I only know what you know when I read that. There is a number that is assessed. There's a number that's assessed, and that's, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we got to keep it quiet. There's a number that's assessed, and then there's a number that's spent. The number that's spent is bigger than the number that's collected because at each of the events, I believe, and I'm not a bid member, but I believe they raise funds to make up the difference. So what's actually being assessed is less than what's being spent, but the additional funds come from whatever fundraising efforts they make.
All right. In literature that came from bid, if I might, it'll take about a minute to read. This year there is a very real threat that the fees now paid by the business community will cease due to lack of support from the Highlands Borough Council. That will mean the end to the events and projects that you, your family, and your friends have come to enjoy, and end to the revenues realized from these events. The Borough of Highlands plans to assume the annual $175,000 management, vendor, security, sanitation, marketing, and promotional costs associated with each and every event. Who will pay those costs? And it says in you, the taxpayer. Now, some of those amounts, like security, if that includes the Highlands Police Department or Sheriff's Department or whatever, those aren't paid by bid anyway. They're paid by the Highlands taxpayers, correct?
Correct.
Does anyone have any estimate as to the cost of the police?
Okay, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to at this point allow the public to make statements.
Okay.
Okay? And each person's going to make a statement as we go along, and then if there's anything we want to say at the table, then we're going to have an opportunity to do that as soon as I close the public portion. If we do this with every single person, we're going to be here till tomorrow morning. Okay? And I want to make it clear that the borough did not produce or send out that color flyer to which you're referring, and I don't even have a copy. I don't think I got one.
The color copy I'm referring to came from the Highlands Business Partnership.
Yeah, you can certainly read sections of it into the record. I won't be able to clear anything up on that.
My understanding is, as a statement, that the police department for all events in town, particularly the Clam Festival, are paid by the taxpayers and not BID.
Okay.
I kind of confirmed that with our bar administrator. In my statement then, my question to the council, and I'm not asking you now, you can think about it, what does it cost for the police department for those 4 days? And do we pay for the sheriff's department also? I mean, because they have them there. All I'm saying is that part of my statement would be, I have nothing against all these events. I go to all of them myself. I enjoy them. But with the economy what it is, we have to think seriously about laying out money which maybe we don't have. And Mr. Pfeffer may know how much it costs for the police for those 4 days. We'll have an estimate. That's the only thing I have to say. I'm not against BID per se or anybody. It's only, what is it actually costing the taxpayers?
If I can just interject, the police chief did give me a number just on overtime, which was a little over $8,000, $8,723. That's overtime for the 4 days, not including fuel, officers during the day that are in their regular 8 hours and other services like that. I'm not sure about the sheriffs or anything, but that's just coming from the residents.
All right, if Ms. Custer is finished with her comments, the next person on the list is Jay Cosgrove.
Okay. Glad everybody got the chance. I only have 6 pages to read. So the budget, you guys delayed us the last 2 meetings. We delayed you on submitting the budget. We lowered our original budget from what our calendar of events were, which we decided back in September. It's too bad that the budget and calendar of events could have been voted on at the same time. Now we're in this predicament, which I don't think most people in this room know what's going on, but we need all this money to run all our events, and we need our money to be paid through our tax assessment last year's budget, which is about $24,500 or something like that. So the budget, I'm sure the board has thought all month all about it. 4 weeks, and you probably know what you're going to do already. Thought all the ins and outs, and I don't know if we're going to change your mind or anybody's mind at this meeting. I think you pretty much know what you're going to do. We have no idea. But hopefully you know, and we'll find out at the end of the meeting if you voted in. I am on the board. I have been on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. I've been on the Chamber of Commerce since I got out of college. My father made me go to the meetings 20-something years ago, and the problem with the Chamber of Commerce was there was no guaranteed source of income. Everybody had the same ideas, everybody had the same intentions, but there was no structure. It was very casual. It was good, you know, we got little things done, but we didn't really get anywhere. It was more of a networking for us. We never really got anything out of any of those meetings, really, except for Mr. Ballinati doing the recycling. What I remember. And then the bid came along, and we were pretty much against the bid because we felt it was a tax. We felt it was forced. We were very leery of it. And up until very recently, I changed my father's mind that, you know, there's a lot of good things that have come out of our $6,000 a year, whatever we've been paying. This year, our budget will be half of that. We advertise, you know, I run, been doing all the advertising for the restaurants in Marina, bringing people to Highlands from all over the state, New York, Pennsylvania. More than 60% of our customers from our American Express reports that we get every year are from outside of Monmouth County. And so that $6,000 is, you know, I bet you I spend about $80,000 a year the last 5 years. Every year on advertising, billboards, radio, TV, internet. So it's just another advertising expense for us. But you know, we see business from it. It's like you have to be relevant. And, you know, we're competing with Pier Village. We're competing with Red Bank. These places were never here back when we had the Chamber of Commerce 20 years. Local people, hey, they have a lot more places to go for dinner. We have all these restaurants in town, and we pay a lot of taxes. We don't pay for our garbage anymore. We're, you know, you're making think that, you know, the little events that we do keep us, it's kind of like a Google search engine. The more hits you can have, the more relevant you are at the top. You know, you run a search result, the higher you're going to come on the search results. It keeps you in top of mind for the town. People, and I'm going to give an example of how it worked for us this summer. We booked a party. It was a rehearsal dinner, a nice expensive one. They spent almost $2,500. And every customer that comes in our place, we ask them, how'd you hear about us? Where are you from? Oh, we were at the Klan Festival. We were going to go to Del Mar, but we saw the Klan Fest. We came to your town. We had a great time. And we checked out the restaurant, and it was great. So out of that $2,500, now my waitress has another extra $300 to spend. She needs to get her car fixed. Where does she go? Down to Highlands, Johnny U's, to get her car fixed. The cook ended up working overtime. Now he's got money to put a down payment on a summer house that he needs. The customer waiting in traffic for the bridge, the radiator overheated. They got to go back to John U.
I must be doing as good as you.
You were in Mexico last week.
Mexico and the Shrewsbury, right?
And you know, it's the same thing. We have all these charter flights, all these marinas. The marinas say they don't really get anything out of all these events. Well, you know, I got guys in the marina, and they come to, they could put their boat in any marina from Keyport to Belmar. And they like Highlands because their wives, while they're fishing, like to go to the events. They like the restaurants. So the more I thought about it, the more that, you know, $6,000 we've been paying every year, we've been getting more than some other advertising that I spend that, you know, most of the time's a waste. You never get anything back out of it. But you gotta spend it. You know, and we've had our share, the bids have their share of frivolous spending, that's for sure. But you know, you take your chances. We're business people, we take risks. And I don't believe that anybody's doing anything wrong. If anyone wants to come down, any business person that pays into the bid wants to see the books, every last checkbook, all I have to do is call our treasurer and have a meeting and look at it. What's the big deal? You know, do it. What are you waiting for? I do it. Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to do. And then, you know, but the structure is there. We have the guarantee. Well, we had the guarantees for the until now. And, you know, it just basically all comes down to that. We were, at the beginning, pretty skeptical on a lot of it. A lot of people that know me, and a lot of people know me in this room, I don't get involved in a lot of stuff unless there's money involved. Have you seen me at the Klan Fest? Yes. Have you seen me at the Bike Fest? Yes. Have you seen me at the Oktoberfest? Yes. Have you seen me at the Farmer's Market? Yes. Have you seen me at Jacob Javits Center with our fearless leader passing out flyers for trying to book parties to the travel group? Yes. You know, I get involved in it as much as I can. And now with the way the economy is going, the bridge is going, I'm going to have more time to do that. So I'm looking to do more. My father always says activity breeds activity, and I have to remind him of that all the time. He'll say that just about every day. He'll be saying it all day on the parade day, Saturday. Getting ready for another one I was skeptical about in the beginning, especially after St. Patrick's Day. I didn't think anybody would have the green in themselves where they do. So you guys have any questions for me?
Well, I think we're going to allow you to finish your comments and then move on, but don't feel like they fell flat. I think we are very much listening to you, and I don't know what this council's going to do tonight. I can say that for sure. I don't know.
Your comments mean something to me. I think that the budget, you know, we cut the budget in half. We're cutting out a lot of stuff that you're going to notice, you know, unless someone else picks up the slack. We figure out a way of coming up with money for some of these things that we've done, especially the visual improvements, which there's a list of.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. You know,
Well, I want to thank you very much for your comments. Thank you very much, Mr. Cosgrove. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask the next person on the list, Jim Phillip.
Right here.
Where are you? Oh, I see. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. I will second the things that Jay had to say, but more importantly, I think that we have to look at this as a long-range project. We've been in it for 9 years. I've been in it for 9 years. I'm one of the largest contributors to the bid, and I will tell you that the bid helps Highlands as a community. And I think you have to remember, we are a community. We need to have things that happen in town. We need to have people come to our community. Jay made the comment that 60% of his people are from out of the area. 50% of my people drive 45 minutes or longer to come to my restaurant. I believe I have the most hits of anybody in Highlands on Google. Yes, I've won a bunch of awards, and yes, people have said a lot of nice things about me. Other people have said things that were not so nice. But we do have the hits, and people do come down to Highlands. And when they come down and take the jug handle and they see our sign, they go to the bottom of the hill, Putty Park is clean, there's flowers, there's Christmas decorations, they make the left on Shore Drive, and they come to Doris and Ed's. When they leave town, until we had Jay's Bridge, they would go through Bay Avenue and they would see 128 Bay. They'd see bars, they'd see the sign up for the clam box. They'd see a multitude of places. They will come back. This economy, we don't need to cut the bid. If the businessmen in the community band together and we ask for more money and we cut it, I really believe that that's really our responsibility. We want to be able to do that for the community. We don't do it for ourselves, that's for sure. I wouldn't spend days and weeks and hours for Jim Phillip to try to help the bid. I'm doing it for my community. I've lived here for 31 years. It's my town. I don't want to see dirty streets. I don't want to see a town with no Christmas decorations. I don't want to see a town that has no flowers planted in it. I don't want to see unkept spaces. I don't want to see things that the bid can do. The people in this room probably don't know that there are grants that are made for the community that can only be made by the bid to enhance our community. We cannot go out for the bid to get our water problem on Bay Avenue solved. But we can sure as heck go out and try to get money to have a marketing budget so that we can make Highlands a destination. Perfect example is the bicycle race. Started off with absolutely nothing. Now we have thousands of people that didn't know where Highlands is. They're coming here. If we get 10 to stay this year and 10 next year and 10 the year after that, we've built our base. Whether or not they go to Jay's, whether or not they go to Beacon on the Bay, whether or not they go to Havana or any place else. They're there. I don't know what the council is going to do. I hope the council does what's right for the community, not for their own particular interests. This is a community. And I think sometimes you think about that and then you forget about it. We want to help the community. Can't say that enough. You may dislike some of the things that we do. We may dislike some of the things that you do. But we're here for the community to make it better. To try to show people that Highlands can be a nice place to live. that we do have places, that people do want to come here and build and put ratables in town. They may not all last, but they're here to begin with. You must understand the word community. It's not about your political field. It's not about your self-interest. It's not about anything. Think about the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Skip Shute of 62 Fifth Street.
The BID program and restaurants are synonymous, okay? But not all businessmen in this town own a restaurant. Okay, the BID program does nothing for the other businesses in this town. They don't do any advertising for us. The money that is spent on ridiculous things like a boat and a trolley, the boat, when there was a private individual who started a business up and had three boats and ran from Monmouth Beach to Highlands, and he couldn't make it go. The money was wasted because that boat was absolutely doomed from the get-go. There was no way it was going to ever sustain itself, and it never did. And I would very much like to see if the restaurants want to get together and do a community thing and promote it. The BID program does a good job doing the restaurant, but the rest of the businesses in town are forgotten. I don't even get any brochures or any information on the BID program, but you take my taxes. So I would like the BID program done away with completely. And I'll take my tax money back.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comments. Next on the list is Christian Bolte, who is a Keyport Borough Council member.
Stand up so you can see me.
Yeah. Hi.
On the dynamic that I see on the dais, so I sympathize with all of you because sitting here is very similar to my town, so I find it ironic sitting in another community that we have identical problems that seem to continue over and over again when it comes to a business improvement district. They say a rising tide floats all boats, and it's hard to show that in graspable terms for many people, but I think that positive connotation that a community receives assists the nail salons, the 7-Elevens, the car dealerships, and everyone else along with the restaurants. And it's very hard to convince people of that. And it's a constant battle to maintain a consensus to keep a business improvement district alive. I think just assuming in 1999 you felt a need to bring this into fruition, I think as the years have progressed, if you do look at bids in other communities, you've had such a severely low budget, assuming that most have taken on professional services that have been outrageously priced, along with very ambitious budgets that have either been accepted or failed at some point in time. And I just want to say that you have to take the personality issue out of it and start to look at it as a whole. I don't think that you guys want to take on those events. I would welcome people to understand how hard it is to put those events on. And once they're successful, they look very easy to take over and move to another organization or to give back. It's the grass is greener. But you can take an event that takes 10 years to build, and you can destroy it in a year, and it can take you another 10 years to get it back. And the impact of just mistakes that get made, because as they've learned along the years to create these events to make them profitable, are mistakes people make very quickly when they take them over or move them in a different direction without properly planning them. And I'm proud to come to the Clam Fest. I've known about it for years. I've gone to Sandy Hook my whole life, so I'm also a consumer that ends my day at Sandy Hook by coming down to Highlands and usually stopping for some clams somewhere and enjoying some of the water. And if my car ever broke down, I promise.
She wasn't that weekend.
I will come down to the Sherman and experimentation of moving things in a different direction should be held until you can get control of your own municipal budgets. And believe me, mine's in not much better shape. So we're in the same situation, and I don't have time to put on my events in my town. So I would just suggest get your taxes down for your residents and let them enjoy the Clam Fest. And I'd say give the $8,000 back to the bid budget to give the police so you don't have to pay for that out of resident dollars. That would be my solution. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comments. Commissioner Ida Koch.
Hi. Mrs. Mayor. I'd like to find out about the what's happening with the library. Have we gotten any closer to... Or can't we talk about that now?
Not yet, okay? We could talk about that during public portion a little bit later on in the meeting, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll hold that then. Okay, Nancy Burton?
No comment.
Linda Rose?
Hi, I am about a 5-year resident of Highlands. I moved here from across the bridge. And a lifetime resident of Monmouth County, fourth generation resident of Monmouth County. And I was really thrilled when I saw the changes taking place in the Highlands. I said, that's a place I would be proud now to call home. They added flowers, they created destination marketing events, the restaurants are thriving. I'd like to live there, and I'm very proud that I do live here. I'm in a particularly unique position in that I am the president of the Eastern Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, which is the Red Bank Chamber in Red Bank, and I've been with the chamber for 21 years. I also serve on the Red Bank BID, Red Bank River Center, which is the Business Improvement District in Red Bank. So I bring a very unique perspective to the table here. And I'll tell you right now, I love my Chamber of Commerce. But we wouldn't be where we are today if it were not for the number of members that we have and the breadth of our organization. We've become a regional chamber. Very few chambers can survive on a single township. If you have 100 members, you're not going to be able to make it. You have a very unstable source of income. This year, I'm operating on about half of what I have in prior years due to the economy. So, people, Jay is one of my members. Jay can elect to renew or not. Depends on the economy. I can't force him. So you cannot depend on those monies to run your events or create any sort of promotion or marketing. What BID has done for Red Bank, I don't think you want it to happen in Highlands to the same extent. I don't think you want to lose the charm and the character of Highlands. But it can certainly create a more vibrant economic base for you. And it can attract more stable businesses. It should attract more stable businesses. It helps promote the district. As the councilwoman said, it rising tide floats all boats, so even if it appears that your business is not benefiting in some way, it is because it's stabilizing your tax rate, it's beautifying where you live and work and where your family works, lives, and plays. It's providing the lighting during the holidays, and yes, it does pay for the parades, and I don't know about Highlands, pretty sure that we pay our own security for these events, if not some, if not all, some at any rate, probably the overtime. I have so much to say about this, I hardly know where to begin. I mean, it's just, the bid is, it's a democratic system. If there's something that anybody who has a business, anybody who pays into it doesn't like, they are welcome to come to the meetings, to look at the books, ask questions, and take an active role in making it better. If it's a question of leadership, they are welcome to pose questions to the leadership. If it's the budgeting process or the budget. reporting, they're welcome to ask for better process and better reporting. It's a totally democratic system. It is run by and for the businesses. It is not financed by the taxpayers, only by the businesses who are given that fee assessment. There is no comparison to a bid versus a Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce in a town like Highlands, frankly, would be a very folksy addition. It would be probably a little storefront. You probably couldn't afford a full-timer, not on the number of businesses you have in this town. It just couldn't happen. So you'd probably have a volunteer staff going in for a few hours a day to answer questions. Where do I buy the lobster? And what weekend is the parade? Beyond that, you're not going to have a whole lot of influence. You're not going to be able to draw a new business into town. You're not going to be able to afford beautification projects, or lighting, or parades, or Santa Claus in the center. They are two distinctly different animals. The only way a chamber can be effective is if it's a larger regional chamber. I'm proud to say that mine is. But I work very much in concert with the bid in Red Bank, because they bring a whole different set of skills to the table. And that is more of, I would even go so far as to say global marketing in attracting visitors from all over the world. Certainly the tri-state area, the nation, and all over the world to the area. And the more visitors that come, the more visitors who see what Highlands has to offer, is the more revenue for the town, a more stable tax rate for the taxpayers, and more business for the businesses. I don't know how much more simple that could be said. It's a benefit for the businesses and trickles down to become a benefit for the residents. And at no cost to the residents. It's borne by the businesses. That's not all I have to say.
Thank you very much for your comment. Jim Bollerman.
Most of the previous speakers have covered a lot of the information that I was going to discuss. I'm the owner of San Diego Bay Marina. I'm also a board member of the Highlands Business Partnership. And I'm also the largest contributor to the big budget. I pay, on a combined basis, about almost $8,000 a year in a special assessment that is levied against our various businesses. And I just want to maybe say things a little slightly different than some of the previous speakers, and that is, it's about 100 businesses in Highlands that have a special assessment, and those dollars are used to fund the 8 or 9 or 10 events that the Highlands Business Partnership puts on every year. It has nothing to do with the taxpayers in Highlands. Absolutely nothing. Businesses are specially assessed. It's over and above what they pay for their real estate taxes. Those dollars go into a kitty, basically, fund, and events are chosen, courses of action are established, and the events are put on. Over the last 9 years, about $1 million in events have been put on by the bid at no cost to the taxpayers. Now I heard someone say before, oh, well, there was special, police officer overtime. That may be true, but I think it really misses the mark if we're going to start to do picayune things like that and not focus on the bigger picture of what the Highlands Business Partnership does for the town of Highlands. I think one of the other issues is you really don't know what the organization provides if you don't have it, and then it's too late. And all the progress and the momentum that has been established to create these events can evaporate overnight. And once that happens, I think it's very, very difficult to generate the enthusiasm, rebuild the organization, and that's going to create a lot of difficulties. The established source of funding, which other speakers have spoken to, is essential to the long-term success of the Clam Fest and the other events that are put on. The Highlands Business Partnership goes away, or the funding is cut to such an extent that it becomes ineffective, happen is maybe the first year the events will carry forward. The second year the events will carry forward. But over time, there's going to be deterioration in either the quality, I believe, of what is put on, the growth of the events, and the overall vibrancy of the organization. And I think that that's a real risk. I think the other thing that people are really missing is when we go out as the Highlands Business Partnership and we solicit contributions from other private industries, they are open to those suggestions. They understand that by providing a donation of X dollars that that's going to help us put on an event. And it's good for the community, it's good for them. I think if another organization, particularly an organization that's tied more closely to municipal government, tries to step into that role and say, look, we'd like you to contribute to this event, and you go to the business community for that, I think the business community is going to turn around and say, guess what? You guys are funded by the taxpayers of Highlands. We're not going to contribute to that. We're going to take our tax dollars, our advertising dollars, and we're going to put them someplace else. And that's going to be a very hard lesson to learn, and it won't become obvious until you get, you know, down the line a little bit. I think that's a huge danger that really hasn't been focused on enough by the people who are going to have to make these decisions. And, you know, once you, in this economy, it's difficult to convince major corporations to step, any company to step up and, you know, provide grants and donations for the various events that we put on. And I think it's going to be more difficult, you know, next year and the year after. And, you know, what happens if the tide starts to swing the other way? And let's suppose all that funding evaporates and goes away. Does the town of Highlands and their taxpayers at that point step in to start to fund those types of activities? Or do you just let them disappear into the night, never to be seen? How does that work? And I think that they're the kinds of questions that the mayor and council really need to ask themselves from a public policy perspective. Because I'll tell you, I'll be the first guy. I'm sitting here as a BID member, right? There's no way I want my taxes as a taxpayer going up because the town has difficulty, you know, getting contributions from third parties, and therefore the taxes go up to the community. That would be catastrophic. I mean, why would you do that anyway? I mean, right now the Highlands Business Partnership is paying for it. We're taxing ourselves. So the other kinds of questions that I think the people who are responsible for making policy should address in the open, to how that would be managed and planned and thought through. Thank you for your time. I apologize if I talked too much.
Thank you very much for your comments. Jonah Talley.
Yes. I represent owner of Stewart's driving up on Highway 36. I want to second and third Jay's comments that he had said, because the amount of traffic that I generate in my seasonal business, people always comment when they come through the town who've never been here how nice it is and about the Clam Fest. And I pick up extra revenue from the events that were held in the town, even though I'm a highway business. People got to leave that way. And they have little children that come in, always comment. I get a lot of business from the bicycle races. People stopping in for a water or a cold drink because they're out of it from riding 20 or 30 miles. But as a contributor for the past 8 years to the tax, I have no problem with it. And I see the benefit. I see the advertisement you do. I see your billboard from the highway, all the businesses and restaurants and what's available. And the people that come off Sandy Hook comment about it who've never been through our business. And they've always had a lot of nice comments to say about the town. And just in favor of keeping the business partnership ongoing.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comments. Is it Mike Cummins?
Yes.
Yes. Did he leave?
Yeah.
Do we want to make sure that he left, since I don't know if everybody's in the room? Okay. Okay. Anthony Natale.
He had to leave.
Okay. Doug Lentz.
I would just echo what my colleagues have said positively about the bid.
Okay. Oh, can you read that?
Cassidy.
Maybe oh, maybe. Steve Cassidy?
Left.
He left. Okay. Dick Walker? There you are. Hi.
Kind of being a new man on the totem pole here. Unlike most of the other restaurants, the very famous restaurants in this town, mine is very new, and I'd probably say 75% of my business is local business. So I've kind of heard everything from both sides, good and bad. One comment I guess I can add is from one comment I heard right at the very beginning is that this town has never done a draw business, and I think that's a mistake. I think this town is great. I'm really enjoying my 2 years here, and I think that functions that the bid does fund and does run add tremendous value to this town. And I think it brings in a lot of people to this town, not only on a seasonal and a one-time basis, but also as people who are now, I see people all the time, they're sitting having dinner saying they're looking for properties in the town. And because they've come to the Clam Fest and enjoyed it, they've come to different functions. The money that I pay into the bid, I get back to one function, the parade. The other functions really don't do anything for my business. People that ride the bikes won't stop at my place. The other events really don't do a lot for me. I may get one or two people, but it's not a lot. But the fact that the whole community during the rest of the year comes in and talks about those events, or people from other towns come in and say, you know, we were at the Clam Fest last year. It was really tremendous. They talk about the, you know, the Oktoberfest and things like that. It's something that I think, what one person said here, that it's all about community. If you're a business that's not a restaurant or not somebody that really gets a lot out of the different functions, me being one of them, and I am a restaurant, I think the other things that those functions bring to the town in a roundabout way are helping you if you're a, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, a mechanic, as was brought up. You're going to get more business the more people that come into the town and see the town kind of enjoy it and want to live here.
Thank you very much for your comments. A.J. Solomon, 102 Marina Bay Court and 15 Bay Ave.
There's been some wonderful things said about the bid this evening, and I've been on the board of the bid for a number of years. And I would just like, again, to say that for any member of the bid, our books are open, and you can come and see them anytime you want. Just make an appointment with the treasurer, or you can come to a meeting. If there is something that we're not doing for you, then we need to know about it. We can't hear it 15 people down the road and somebody through word of mouth says you're not happy. You need to come to the meeting and take responsibility for your tax money that's assessed to you and tell us what the problem is. How can we help you? How can we make it better? What can we do for you? Our doors are open and we're very, very happy to have you come and talk and tell us what your issues are. I own an investment advisory company here. I do not benefit from tourists coming into town. They're not coming here and going to stop and say, hey, let me get my portfolio check. It's not going to happen. But what I do get out of the bid is that I have a client come into town. He drives down the street. The flower boxes are planted. The gardens look nice. The parks are clean. We have Christmas decorations, a Christmas tree. These are things that are provided for by the Highlands Business Partnership for the town as a community. These are the things that I get to benefit from. Okay, I have friends that come from tri-state area to come to the Clam Festival. Every single year they ask me, first thing of the year, when is the Clam Festival? They want to put it on their calendar. I was walking my dogs the other day and I ran into a woman who came down to the Clam Festival. She was walking with her children and I had my two dogs. We stopped to talk. She came to the Clam Festival, bought a home here. Her husband is a doctor in New York City. I have an account. So a roundabout way, it did help my business. Maybe not, you know, she didn't come into town to open an account with me, but she came into town for the Clam Festival, ended up buying a home, and now I have a new relationship. So, you know, I think when your clients come into town for either to get their car fixed or to go get their boat towed or whatever, when they come down the street and they see that beautiful sign, Highlands, Gateway to the Shore, you know, I mean, that was paid for by the Highlands Business Partnership. It's a beautiful sign. I want my clients to see that when they come down the street. That's what I get out of the bid. I don't get a customer walking in my door, but I get the fringe benefits of it. I get the nice looking town. I get our organization staying on council and saying, hey, what about the code enforcement? Hey, this house looks terrible. Hey, when I walk down the street, I see this on Bay Avenue. I don't want to see this. This is not good for our community. town people. It is a community. We do a lot of things for the community, and I would hate to see this go. I think it's a big mistake. I have been in business for 22 years. It is a very good project. It is a very good, viable thing that happens in this town. And I have to say that with all the problems that we have in this town, we have a budget problem. We have a school that has under 150 children in it that cost us millions of dollars to run. We've got flooding. We've got code enforcement issues. Why is this a big issue right now? This is not broken. It doesn't need to be fixed. It could be worked on 2 or 3 years from now. And yes, maybe some of the people in the bid don't like paying the assessment. Come and tell us. Come and tell us what we can do for you. Let us help you. But this is not an issue that should be taking up this much time in council, in my opinion. As a taxpayer, I own residence here. I pay taxes there. I own a business, and I pay taxes there. So I have to say, if this isn't broken, why are we trying to fix it when we have all these other issues that need to be addressed? Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for those comments. And I'm just going to note again, there was enthusiasm in the room for the record. Luckily, we only have two more to go. Okay. Jim Parla, 16 Portland Road.
4 years ago, I was invited to become a member of the Atlantic Highlands Fireworks Committee. Even though I'm a resident of Highlands, I have a best friend who was president of that committee, and he invited me in. The primary responsibility of that fireworks committee is to raise funds to pay for the fireworks. It's also to raise funds to pay for a beautiful, I guess it's a 6 or 8 page full-color brochure that each year has gone out to more and more neighboring communities. I think this past year went out to 17,500 homes in maybe 7 neighboring towns. That Atlantic Highlands Independence Week celebration has been becoming more and more successful to the point where I know people, we have somebody who's talking about Red Bank, they don't go to Red Bank anymore because it's such a hassle, you know, driving in and driving out that they now become in the Highlands. That whole thing is completely voluntary. I'm on that committee. I look at the budget. We work in conjunction with the Atlantic Highlands Volunteer Fire Department, who's primarily responsible for sponsoring and put on the food court. Because of my involvement, they allowed me to invite Highlands businesses in 2 years ago for the first time. And I know a couple of local businesses took advantage of that, and they made money over there. They were happy when they came back. So with all this discussion of, you know, events, it's kind of, I wasn't even going to bring this up tonight, but I'm sitting here listening to all this event. This is something I've been personally involved with for 4 years that's been more successful and more successful each passing year. There's no mandatory tax over there for that, you know, so I don't kind of get it. I think one of the main, for an ordinary person like me sitting here listening to all this, I think one of the hardest things to figure out is how do you give the business partnership a grade on their success in bringing in new business, if that's what you read in their mission statement. I don't know how you do that. I heard the stories, you know, Jay and John were talking about and stuff like that, but I think when you look at something like marketing like that, it's very difficult to quantify. And I think that's probably part of your dilemma up in front of the room.
Thank you very much for your comments. Catherine Lustig, 132 Bay Ave and 9 Washington Ave.
Years ago, I was an original member of
know that it's not available through a chamber. I don't know if it's available to you as a council, some of the funding that we have access to improve this community, to be a town that I want to live in, to be a town that I know that this can be a flourishing, beautiful business community. I see what it can be, and I hope that all of the opposition and negativity, I think it comes down to a little bit of a lack of education, and if everyone could put all of their cards out on the table, come to the meetings, be informed. More than half of the negative comments I've heard over the years about the bid are just so off the mark. If you would take the time to come to a bid meeting instead of airing dirty laundry in a council meeting, I'm embarrassed as a business that some of the things come up in council, they belong in a bid meeting. Not wasting your time, not wasting your time as a resident. And the information is available. It's wide open. It's not behind closed doors. And I reiterate all the positive comments that were said tonight about the bid, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your comments. That concludes the public hearing from the list. So I'm going to close the public hearing at this time, and I think it's time to hear from people at the table. Shall we go in voting order, or do you have a different order?
I'd like to start.
John would like to start. Okay.
The bid was formed over 10 years ago, and I followed the thing through the inception to where we are today. It was formed with the intent of improving the business district. That's how it was pitched, that Bay Avenue would be fixed up and improved. And it was promised to be done with all volunteers and no paid employees. And the shows and events were put in place to raise money, and after 3 years it would be self-sufficient. That was said in the VFW, right before the council voted on it. Okay, and the businesses together were to be the partners, not partners with the Highlands, the borough itself, and they were supposed to operate separate from the